Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving a mug
on,
dress
like a million bucks, buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Wow, man, how good has God been to me? You know, today, let me get right to it because I'm kind of feeling this today, and I'm pretty sure there's quite a few of you who go through the same things. Today was just a little tough morning for me because I didn't want to leave home yesterday. You know, I wanted to stay home a little. I had just gotten home. You know, I got to go again. And sometimes, you know, just the weight of all that you have to do just gets on you sometimes. And sometimes you don't feel like doing it today. Huh? You know, I'm just talking to those who feel this way every now and then. And I'm assuming that would be everybody because I don't know nobody who can just plow through this thing without having those days. Well, what do you do when it gets hard to stay up? What do you do when it gets hard to be positive? What do you do when it seems like things aren't happening for you fast enough or in the time frame that you thought it was going? What do you do? And the reason that I guess I chose to speak about this morning is because I'm having one of those days, because I had one of those days yesterday. It was just a tough day. I really can't explain. It's nothing really in particular bad happened. It's just I think the weight of all that's going on started to feel heavy to me. Not being able to sit down with my wife and talk some of these things through so she could help me out. That kind of got to me yesterday because she had to go take care of some business. I had to go take care of some business. When she got in, it was late. You know, I got in, it was late, you know. And so I guess it sort of pushed me into this thing, man. I didn't have nobody to talk to about it. And so what do you do when you have days like that, when it's hard to be positive, when it's hard to stay up? Okay, here's what I had to start doing this morning. Now, I haven't completed it. Can I just be real with you? I haven't completed it. Excuse me. But I am processing it out because I know what to do. Because I've been here hundreds of times before. See, that's the cool thing about getting older. That's the cool thing about life is that you gain experiences along the way. You know, been there, done that. I done had that pain before. I know what to do. You know, if I sprain my finger, I know what to do now. You know, the first sprain I had, oh, Lord, I thought it was broke. I thought I was going to be handicapped. I didn't know how I was going to fix it. Oh, Lord, what now? I can't write no more. Now, maybe I don't have to go to school. I was working all kinds of stuff out when I first sprained my finger. But now if I sprain my finger, I know what to do. So since I've been in this position, in this hole so many times before, and God has always gotten me through it, I decided I've got to start the process today. Here are some things. Now, I'm going to get to the big one last. But here are some things that you can do immediately to start pulling yourself up. And one of the things I do is I remember the plan. I just sit down and consciously remember the plan. Sit down and I consciously think about the goals I've set. I go over them. See, I've got mine down on the iPad, so I can pull them out anywhere I am and pull them up. And I've got two lists that I've made. I've got a list of things that I know I can accomplish if I just keep working hard, and if some couple of things just fall into place that I can see, then I got a list of things that I'm planning on accomplishing. And then I have a second list. And the heading of this list is called Only God Can Help Me Now. And on this list is things that I'm aspiring for or things that I'm hoping to, that in order for them to happen, I absolutely have to have God's help. That's my favorite list. It's the list that I have of the things that I don't see no way it can happen. I'm just operating on faith and the hope that God hear me. And so sometimes, man, when you got to, when I have this list of what only God can help me now, that list is stuff that I cannot see. I'm just operating on faith that God is so much bigger than me, that he's so much more capable than I am, that I can actually acquire some things in my life as he's proven to me time and time again up to this point that he's willing to do for me if I'm willing to just give him some of my life. That's the only way I can explain my existence today. You know, I began the conversation with my wife. How do I write a book that becomes so wildly successful? That would be God. That's only God. Because if you can plan to sit down and write a wildly successful book, I'd have been done, sat down and did it, and so would you. So that would be God. How it got purchased to become a movie when that was not my intent when I wrote the book at all, again, that would be God right there. It has to be, because if I can't explain it and it is by no doing of my own, then who did it? So when I get down in days like this, I remember the goal. I remember the plan. I remember the journey. I think about of all the things God has brought me through. How did I even get to this point? Yeah, I might be having a little bummer of a day. Yeah, I was a little down yesterday. Yeah, my biorhythms is off, whatever they want to call it. Yeah, I'm just having one of those days. I feel a little bit heavy. I need a vacation real bad. I need some time off to just go and regenerate. But right now, man, I ain't got that. So guess what I do? I got to start remembering the plan. I got to start remembering the goals. I got to start thinking about all the things that God has done for me and how he's brought me this far and the blessings that I have instead of what I don't have. And that's what I'm in the process of doing this morning. And on the commercial breaks, I'm going to pull out my iPad and I'm going to go over my two lists. And I'm going to read my little list of what I think I can accomplish. And I'm going to really read that only God can help me now list, because that's the list that's big. That's the part where I've been telling y'all. I said, quit telling God how big your problems are and start telling your problems how big your God is. See, and that's what I got to sit down and do this morning. And then sometimes, man, you got to stay still. That's the other part. You got to stay still. You got to quit moving for a second, because sometimes it feel like you're running on a treadmill and you really ain't. You're going somewhere, but it feel like you're running on a treadmill. Well, when you get that feeling, sometimes you got to stay still. And then when you stay still, sometimes you got to fight to stay positive. Sometimes you got to fight not to let the devil win. You're in a fight. Remember, I told you this now. You're in a fight now. So he's trying to get you to get on that positive train. so he can get you off the faith train, so God's delivery package that's coming to you built on your faith, that you can, he can shake your faith and get you to thinking negative, and then he wins, see? So when you start feeling negative, just know that that's the other force trying to throw you off track. And when you get through with all that, here's the key, the big one. You want me to tell it to you? You got to pray, man. You got to pray. You got to take it to God. You got to say, hey, God, look, I'm having one of these days. I need your help. I got business to take care of. You got blessings in front of me. You got stuff you done ship to me. You got blessings and packages that's on the way. I need to be sitting on Faith Street so I can receive the delivery when it get there. What I don't want to do is be on doubted way or lack of understanding parkway or pity parkway or some street like that, and the package keep going by. I need to be standing and sitting on Faith Street so when you drop that package down to me, I can go on and get it. You feel me? You got to pray. You got to stay still. You got to fight to stay positive. You got to remember the plan. You got to go over the goals. Come on, man. God done brought you too far. Come on, pick yourself up today. I'm talking to Steve Harvey this morning. Hope y'all didn't mind.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, your attention, please. We are in full effect this morning. Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve Harvey.
Carla Farrell.
Good morning. What's up, boss?
Well, are you in full effect or are you still down?
75-25, Junior in the building.
75%, Junior's back. J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Steve Harvey?
Well. Look who the wind blew in.
Do them first, though, Steve.
Huh?
Do them first.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so this is Tommy after the prank end. Huh? Huh? Did I do it? Was that everything you thought I was going to be?
That's what he's been doing every day since you've been gone.
Praise me. Am I the king or not?
You're the king.
You're the king.
Huh?
You're the king.
Was it stupid?
Yeah, it was stupid.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Well.
Where you going to be?
You can catch me at the place.
What?
Yep, down there, tickets on sale now. Be ye ready. Stupid is coming to town.
This is what he's doing every day since you've been gone.
I ain't got no idea how many tickets is left, but you better get them before they sell out. Probably won't, but come on anyhow. Woo! Did I do it?
Every day, Tommy.
Is it good? Huh, Shirley?
Shirley? You were great. You were great.
Carla.
Yes.
Jay, Team Tommy?
I'm Team Tommy.
All right.
Well, he's Team Tommy, but he's so disloyal. Mm-hmm.
Boy, I be doing some pranks, don't I?
Yeah, man.
Huh? Best ever was. You can pick them up at Walmart. Church folk need last two, volume 78.
Killing it. You're wearing it out.
Every day, Tommy. Every day.
Nothing else to do.
I mean, you know, man, you wasn't here. We was doing the prank, so somebody had to introduce him and act like you heard him. And so, and I got so many compliments. Man, you sound just like Tommy.
They actually thought you was him.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's sure. I didn't pay no attention. Why he praise himself like that? You know, he don't be praising himself.
What is wrong with Junior? Why is he 75-25?
Oh, wait till
Tommy
you hear this.
Junior, Brian, and Will.
Let's just say you could beat him today.
Pulled hamstring and all.
You should race him right now.
That's no lie.
You would wear his ass
Tommy,
out.
I invited him all over to the house to participate in what is now being called the world famous country boy workout. Brian looked at the camera and said, get that MFing camera out my MFing face.
I ain't never heard Brian talk like that.
Yeah. Ever.
And Junior don't look much better, so don't worry about it, man.
Hey, man, my security guard called me. He said, Mr. H, it's a lot of cars in the front of the house. Just checking on them, checking all the cameras. Who is all them people laying in your grass? They supposed to be working out.
All right, we'll finish it when we come back. It is time for something funny coming up. And we'll also talk about useless stuff that you guys remember from school.
Oh, yeah.
Something Jay's
then
brought
you
us.
Just remember, you don't know why.
Okay. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, before we left, you were telling us about Junior and your country boy workout.
Tommy, Junior came over, Junior 39. He brought his boy Brian, he 39. My assistant, he 25. And Will, my stylist, came over. And lifestyle coordinator, he 50. Your uncle 61. Roasted. They ate.
Did they run up the steps that Aunt Margie be running up? Did they run
No. Man, we're at my house in LA doing this.
Oh, LA.
Yeah, they're at the LA house.
Junior couldn't even talk yesterday.
We set up five stations. I had my trainer set up five stations since it was five of us. Each station is 45 seconds. Each station after the 45 seconds is 30 seconds to get to the next station and get set up. Then you go again, 45 seconds. After that, 30 seconds to get to the next station and get set up. The first station was just a plate, just a weight plate sitting on the ground. You just step on it, step off to the side, step back up on it, step back to the front. Step up on it to the front, step off to each side, step back up on it, step to the front. 45 seconds. The next station was ropes. You had to do ropes. So you had to do ropes, okay? And the ropes varied. We had to do three rounds. First round was wings. You had to bend over and just act like you was flapping your wings. The next station was a sled, 55-pound sled with a 55-pound plate on it with straps.
We were asking him, did you have snow in your backyard?
No, the sled.
Sure, sled goes on the grass. So the first time you backpedal, the next station was weighted logs, 50-pound weighted log, bend over at the waist, pick the 50-pound weighted log up, hold one leg off the ground, and just do chest rows, like lawnmower rows, but with two hands, bent over for 45 seconds. And then the last station was a 25-pound slam ball over your head, just slamming it on the ground hard as you can.
How many times you had to do that?
You had to do all for 45 seconds. Then after that, one circuit is ready, level, you get a 3-minute break. Then you go again. Then he changed it. He changed all the workups on each station. After the third rotate, the third station, not the third time, the third station, we lost Junior and Brian.
Yeah.
Junior could not talk yesterday, Tommy.
Man.
Yeah, he was out of breath.
It was none of that. Hey, everybody.
Nah.
It was none of that.
He got none of that.
None of that.
I didn't have it today.
Wow.
Let me just say this. Uncle Steve is a lot stronger than he looked.
A lot of upper body strength going on.
He's
going
to be at 104. I believe him.
And Jay didn't go either today.
Oh, no.
So.
How did the youngest do?
Every time he belched, all he could taste was jalapenos and tequila. So Beatty knew he was going to work out with his Saturday. Beatty said, I've been drinking nothing but water for 2 days. He said, well, when you belch and jalapenos and tequila come up, when the workout was over, Beatty laid in my backyard flat out on the deck in a puddle. I said, Beatty, you in the puddle. He said, feel good.
Wow.
Cute, cute.
All right, so next Saturday we'll see how it goes. And Jay.
Yeah, you know what, Shirley? They say they're coming back.
I'm beating.
Yeah.
I'll beat them.
Yeah.
Now, you know it's going to be different now.
I don't care. All of it's going to end in what? Pain. That's all I know.
It's all going to end in pain.
Hey, man. So Will was trying to crack on Junior one time. He said, Junior, you look like you've been there. And he, Will ain't funny. Because he a stylist. He ain't got no jokes. So he got to tell his, he writing his jokes as he think of it. This is an aggravating ass person that ain't funny. Junior, you look like a, Junior, you look like a. Junior said, Will, now's not the time for this.
Gone with that,
yeah.
All that.
You can get your stylist ass whooped. You keep on. Nah's not the
whatever
time.
Whatever come out ain't going to be just, funny.
Yeah, go ahead on with all this. Because you already can't think of a joke. You look like a one of them things Junior, you look like a, you know that thing? Hey, we can't help you write the joke.
That was fun, though.
Well, we're going to move on. We're going to switch gears here, you guys. And Jay has written this segment called Useless Stuff You Remember from School, Jay.
It's not really. It's just stuff that we went to school for 13 years. Yeah. And out of 13 years, and then out of, well, wait a minute, supposed to be 12.
You went for 13. But it was, got it.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Kindergarten meant 13.
There was a grade that was repeated, so hey, don't worry about that.
Don't judge me.
Right.
Don't judge me, right? But we all went to school, and we remember useless stuff that you cannot use anywhere. For instance, I know spontaneous combustion. I know what that is. That's when you take two gases, put them together, and for some reason, they'll just blow the hell up. Now, where am I going to use that? On stage? To do comedy? When did that come up?
Right.
When I'm down at the DMV? They ain't never asked me.
Yeah.
Well, we all got it. What you got?
What you got, Joe?
I'll tell you, Bob, right now. Subject, verb, conjugation. What? I don't even see the need for that. I don't even know where I use that at. Subject, verb, kind of make them work together.
That hurts my feelings.
Well, you know, like he ran down the street. His ass ran down there. That's all I need to know. I don't really care.
Really hurts my feelings.
You don't need grammar.
Not really.
Not in this job. Not what we do.
I'm
going to give you one thing I ain't never used.
Come on, as we close it out, Steve.
That damn three-sided ruler. That triangle ass ruler.
And you bought it. You had to have it.
Look good in the bag. But I swear to God, if you flipped it over past inches,
any side,
I would lost. Why is it three sides on him?
All right, the nephew is back. Coming up next, Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, some entertainment news. Toni Braxton has dropped her sister, another one, from her tour. And Cardi B hired some of Beyonce's fired Coachella dancers. But right now, it's time for the nephew. He is back to run his prank back. Yeah. Come on, Neff. Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you. Surrogate mother. That's the name of the prank. Surrogate mother. We're going to run it back again. And then we'll try to promote a date. I've been hearing about that.
Hello? Yeah, Roderick, please, can I speak to Roderick?
Yeah, this is Roderick.
Hey, this is Calvin, man. How you doing? I go to the same church y'all go to.
Okay.
I got your number from one of the guys at the church, man. They told me that if I wanted to talk to you, I could reach out to you or whatever. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How can I help?
Your wife, man, does she... I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but she seems to be real fit. Does she work out all the time?
Yeah, she go to the gym every once in a while, bro. Yeah. Who is this, bro?
Like I said, my name's Calvin, man. We go to the same church. Listen, me and my wife been trying for a long time, man, to actually have some kids. And to be honest with you, Roderick, man, it just ain't happening, dog. I mean, we've been trying and trying. But what I'm trying to do now is just find another type of way to make this happen. Now, you say your wife is in good condition, right?
My wife is in good condition, brother. What does she got to do with you and your wife trying to have a baby?
See, you know, now, y'all already got kids, don't you? Y'all got, like, from what the brother at the church told me, y'all got three kids, right?
Yeah, we got three. I got two boys and a girl.
Okay. Here's what I'm trying to do, man. I was hoping that I could find somebody, a female, that would be a good surrogate mother.
A what?
You know, what I'm saying is, like, because my wife, I mean, you know, we want to have kids, man. We want to have a family.
Hold on, brother. You just said you're looking for a surrogate mother, and the brother of the church told you to call me?
Well, no. Ain't nobody tell me to actually call you. I asked them about you and your wife. You know, I asked them for your phone number so I could actually call you myself, man.
Wait a minute. So you've been eyeing my wife?
No. See, you're looking at it wrong. Listen. What I was saying is that your wife just seems like a healthy, healthy person. I want to be able to have a healthy child, man. I really do, man. Me and my wife, we...
Listen, you call me about my wife, and you want her to be a surrogate mother for you. I don't even know why we on the phone, brother.
Here's the real deal, man. Me and my wife, we can't have kids. We tried and tried and tried. And, you know, biologically, we just been going through it and going through it, man. And I was just, you know, I seen your wife. She healthy. I see y'all at church all the time. And I was just, like, reaching out, man, maybe somebody wouldn't mind being the surrogate mother for me and my wife so we can have a child.
I think you're a surrogate mother.
Hold on, brother.
You calling me to see if my wife can be a surrogate mother to your child?
Dog, and I know it's crazy.
It's crazy. You know, you know what?
I think you lost your mind, brother.
Out of all the members in the church, you calling me to get my wife to have your baby?
Dog, I know it sounds crazy, man. I know it sounds stupid, but I'm ignorant, brother. I'm sorry?
You sound ignorant. Man, there's so many places to go adopt a baby. I can take you down to the county courthouse and show you kids need to adopt right now. But you can go to Africa like all the rest of them people and go find you a baby. You're going to call me and my wife? There's 20,000 members in this church. Do you know how stupid you sound, brother?
No, brother, listen, man. I'm not trying to come across like that, man.
Well, how you trying to come across, brother? You done done it.
Just hear me out, man. I don't want you to...
Man, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, man.
Okay. We looking for a surrogate mother. We seen your wife, and we thought she'd be a great surrogate mother. And I know it sounds crazy for me to pick you out of all the people that go to the church. I understand that, man. I do. But listen, we would love for your wife to be the surrogate mother, and we willing to pay for this.
Man, this ain't about...
But listen to me. We don't want to do this with no test tubes. We want to do this naturally.
Wait, whoa. You want to repeat what the you just said, man.
You gotta understand a real man wanna do it realistically. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, brother.
Are you telling me that you wanna have sex with my wife?
But you wanna make me lose
all my Christianity right now, brother.
You wanna have a baby the real way though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn having the fake way. You telling me you wanna lay down in a bed with my wife?
But dog, you already got three kids. Think about the people that can't have them.
Go adopt the baby, man. Take your down and go adopt the damn baby. Cause you didn't go see a damn psychiatrist.
Bro, I don't want to have your baby.
Do you know what you sound like? Are you crazy?
I know it sounds crazy, man. I do.
How did you get my number, man?
Listen to me. I got your number from one of the brothers at the church. Now listen, I'm gonna just be real with you like a man. I wanted to come at you first and talk to you like a man and see, you know, if you was cool with the proposition. But look, come Sunday, I'm gonna go to your wife and just talk to her.
What?
I'm just gonna talk to your wife and see if
you lost your mind. I told you to answer no. Now you tell me you're gonna go around me and ask. What you ain't gonna do is talk to my wife.
I'm telling you right now, I'm talking to your wife.
You call my wife, I'm gonna tell you what's really gonna happen.
I'm talking to your wife next Sunday. I'm not gonna sit and go through this with you back and forth. I'm talking to her next Sunday.
Next Sunday, I'm gonna whoop your.
You ain't gonna do nothing to me.
I'm gonna whoop your.
Me and my wife, we deserve a child too. You ain't gonna stand in the middle of this.
I'm in the middle of this. You lost your mind. You talk to my wife next week you want to.
I got one more thing I want to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say what the you gotta say so you can get off my phone.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
What? This is who?
Listen, man, who is this man? This Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your homeboy got me to prank phone call you.
Man, I'm over here, man. My head is spinning.
You all right, man?
Got me going, brother. I'm ready to fight, brother.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, big dog.
What's up, man?
What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all got me this morning, man. Y'all got me, man.
I'm scared to say. How was that?
Come on, man.
How was that? Was I okay? Am I the king? I don't know. Is that all right for me to say? Is that okay?
You did good.
I did all right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you
thank
right.
you.
It was fine.
Oh. Okay, so, well, let's keep it moving. Huh? That was good. Let's see if we can get a date in then. All right. April 28th, Montgomery, Alabama. It will be Bruce. It will be J.J. Williamson. And a young man named Marvin Hunter. We will be doing a show at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale right now. pretty sure I'm going to tell you it's sold out because that's what I do.
So, claim it, baby. Yeah. Claim it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I think I'm funny. And I think people buy tickets to see me for some reason.
Yeah. So,
you know, what can I say? They're steady buying them. For some understanding, people think I'm lying about it.
He's going to do
particular individuals.
The next time we'll
gone.
We'll
let it go. You know what? I'm hashtag 2018. You know I'm a different guy now. And I'm just trying to. Yeah. I know.
Sounds the same to me.
I know. I'm a different
just
breed,
a new way to brag, that's all it is.
You created
this humble tone. That's all it was.
You'll
be back to normal tomorrow.
Team Tommy. Yeah.
All the way, Jay. All the way.
You're disloyal, bud.
All right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, I'll have some entertainment news. Toni Braxton has dropped Tamar from her tour.
No. Yeah.
What happened? It's the hair, ain't it? It's the hair.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Toni Braxton has dropped Tamar from her upcoming tour. Toni booted yet another sister off her upcoming family tour. If you recall, both Tamar and Tracy were supposed to hit the road as Toni's opening acts, but a few weeks ago, Toni dropped Tracy. Now she's dropped Tamar, too. Apparently, Tamar's estranged husband, Vincent Herbert, is the root of both of them, both of the sisters, getting cut. Originally, it was reported that Tracy was cut because of her ongoing feud with Vince, even though his camp denied having any involvement. And since Vince is still Tamar's manager, the promoter scrapped her from the lineup to avoid dealing with their divorce drama. No word on who will replace the sisters. Meanwhile, Toni's tour is just around the corner. We're talking May 22nd here, so she's going to have to get some replacements real soon.
Destiny's Child, they need some dates.
Oh, they were just at Baychella.
Yeah. They could use the word.
Singing with Beyonce, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would be. They mm-hmm. could.
Mm-hmm. Destiny Child need work? Are you nuts?
No, they don't.
No, they do. They're not with Toni Braxton. I mean, with Beyonce.
There is no Destiny's Child without Beyonce.
I mean, well, they could open for Tamar. I mean, for Toni, then. Don't you think?
You know who I think ought to open for Toni?
Toni Braxton? Who, Steve?
Tommy. I think that'd be
Nephew
a good
Tommy?
Deal. Yeah, I think that would be pretty good.
TNT.
Toni and Tamar.
Tommy and Taylor Swift do it with that, never mind.
What?
I'm sorry.
Nothing. Oh, no. All right. Also, in other news, it was reported that Cardi B had hired some of Beyonce's dancers who were fired for her Coachella performance. Cardi B hired these dancers. Cardi apparently heard about this and wanted to clear things up. In a tweet that has since been deleted, Cardi wrote, "The same dancers I use for the iHeart Radio Awards and for Jimmy Fallon are the same dancers I'm using for Coachella." Cardi let it be known that she isn't trying to stir up anything with Beyonce or with the Beehive, because we all know that the Beehive does not play. They have Beyonce's back. That is their queen, and they have her back. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a lot of dances, though. I mean, it's just two or three of them. Cardi B can't have two or three of them. 7,000 people up there. I can't have two of them. I'm with Queen B, but it was like 40,000 people on that stage.
It worked, though. Whatever.
It worked. It was nice.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Yes.
It was great.
Big got
like
a show,
I was back
man.
In college, yeah. man. I yeah. thought
Big
I was back
a great show.
She's so next
Cardi
level.
B just need three of them. I mean, damn.
Ain't nobody loaning and dance.
You got to be that greedy.
How you even know which ones I took?
These are mine. They're all mine. They're mine.
You all know better than that.
Who told?
But, I mean, Toni still does need some replacements for her sisters.
Yeah.
Well, Toni, I'm here, baby, like Uncle Steve say now.
No, I'm telling you, Tommy, that might not be a bad deal, man. Mm.
No, I believe that one.
And you opened for Luther Vandross, the late, great Luther Vandross, for years and
years. Hell, yeah, so I had to be clean for Toni.
Can't be cussing. Big Luther, not have no cussing. You better get out there and do 25 minutes clean.
Oh.
No, man. Ain't no need of me.
There go my phone call.
Yeah. Ain't no need of me going down.
Is there cussing in your show, nephew?
Be a plan.
No, I can make a clean show.
Yeah. I can make too.
You
but
make
it's just
it.
So stressful.
All I right. can go to a clean show. That's all I can do.
Introduce Miss Ann, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. The talented Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, get this, the Starbucks manager who called the police on those two black men who used the bathroom but didn't buy anything, that manager has quit the coffee chain. And a company spokesman says that it was, quote, a mutual decision. Starbucks under fire still because of the incident, with many people, white as well as black, saying it was clearly prompted by racism. There were demonstrations on Sunday. There was some yesterday. And there's even been a call for a nationwide boycott of the Starbucks coffee chain, so stay tuned to that. Today's the day. Fired FBI Director James Comey's book is to be released, and the title is A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. It's described as a revealing memoir where Comey looks back on the highest-profile cases of his career. However, the part most people care about is the part where he talks about President Trump. In fact, Comey was asked what he thinks about the commander-in-chief on ABC.
A person who sees moral equivalence in Charlottesville, who talks about and treats women like they're pieces of meat, who lies constantly about matters big and small and insists the American people believe it, that person's not fit to be president of the United States on moral grounds. Our president must embody respect and adhere to the values that are at the core of this country, the most important being truth. This president is not able to do that. He is morally unfit to be president.
Trump calls Comey a leaker and a liar and tweets that Comey has committed many crimes. Again, the book comes out today. It's called A Higher Loyalty. By the way, President Trump's personal attorney was in federal court yesterday after the U.S. Attorney's Office revealed that they'd been investigating Michael Cohen's activities for months. Trump formally asked a federal judge to slap a temporary restraining order on the materials seized from Cohen's office, his home and hotel room, to give them time to go over them. But the judge refused. By the way, authorities say that Fox News host Sean Hannity is one of Attorney Cohen's clients. Hannity says Cohen never did any real legal work for him. Facebook has now banned Richard Spencer, the white nationalist and leader of the alt-right movement. The social media giant took Spencer's Facebook page down on Friday, along with the pages of his so-called think tank, which he's called the National Policy Institute. According to Radar Online, 87-year-old Katherine Jackson, the matriarch of the world-famous Jackson family, reportedly suffered a stroke that has left her struggling to speak and see. The report says she suffered a stroke about a week ago. She was hospitalized, but she's home again, but she's having a little trouble with her sight or hearing. But they say the good news is that her condition is under control. Their words, and the doctors say they're monitoring it. Sad news, actor Harry Anderson has died. Anderson, perhaps known as the sweet kind of goofy judge on the show Night Court. Finally, today is nothing like a Dame Day. That's right, nothing in the world. More entertainment, today's trending topics, 20 minutes after the hour with Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Taylor Swift in the news. She's doing covers now, Steve, of one of your all-time favorite groups in the whole wide world. She did a cover. Taylor Swift did a cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire's September.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah, your group.
Do you remember?
What it sound like?
Well, let's play a little of it.
Do you remember 28th night of September?
Oh, hell no.
Love was changing the minds of pretenders.
No. It's enough.
Chasing the clouds. That's enough.
It's enough, cat.
You didn't even get to the hook.
No, it's disrespectful. Body what you don't do, the elements was not body out.
Yeah, you got to get to that part.
To the deliverance banjo.
This is her version of it, Steve.
No, I was waiting on some pigs to start squealing. you don't do that to
what?
An Earth, Wind, and Fire jam.
What?
Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of the greatest groups of all time.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You don't, Earth, Wind, and Fire ain't banjo music.
Well, Steve, wait, let's at least get to the body out part. Come on.
Okay,
come on.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Love her.
This is
here
black.
We go.
What?
Taylor.
Something better than that. Yeah. No, it's not.
I'm trying to work with
you. Are you all right? It's too breathy for you?
No, you don't do this Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is a soul group.
Yeah.
This is the greatest band ever formed in the history of music. It's right. Some stuff you can't do it as, which is like damn near nothing.
What's a song she could have? It ain't
that ain't what we is.
No, we right is now. Country right now.
We are the elements, earth, wind, and fire. I bought them out before.
She slowed it down a little bit.
I've been up
Steve.
On Sunset. I presented them their hands in the concrete in front of the Guitar Center. I introduced him with the Lifetime Achievement Award on BET. You don't tell me
that.
Nothing about Nerve Winning Fire. They meant too much to me.
But Taylor's a fan as well.
Yeah. I love Taylor. I like Taylor Swift. You ain't got no business doing that.
Oh, as Kanye heard this. Yeah.
Kanye don't feel about Earth, Wind, and Fire like I do.
I know.
Hey man, I don't like that banjo in there. From
now
the
that
mirrors.
I'm with you.
Oh, you think
if Earth, Wind, and Fire wanted a banjo, damn it, they would have got one.
They would have done that. Banjo.
All right, see, we're gonna let
right
you calm
here.
Down.
This is blasphemous. This is really blasphemous.
The law.
And I'm surprised that a sweet woman like Taylor thought this was a good idea. Yeah, this seriously, man. You, for you to do that, that your whole camp crazy. She need to fire all them people.
All right, coming up at 34 after the hour, Comedy Roulette.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Jay is here. Jay is here with Comedy Roulette on this tax day, guys. We haven't mentioned that today.
Tax man.
Happy tax day, everybody.
Yeah, Steve, happy tax day. Uncle Steve.
Is that why you got the little attitude?
The clap back.
Yeah. That's what it is. If you work for the tax places, call Uncle Steve. And check on him today.
H&R Block, all of them, huh? Oh.
Jackson Hewitt, all
yeah.
of them.
I think
you already paid yours, Tommy?
No, I better shut up.
All of us better shut up while
yes,
you're playing.
Yes, yes. I would be the only one sitting up here with their booty tight.
Hey, we have till midnight. All right, here we go. Come on, Jay, with Comedy Roulette.
Comedy Roulette, very simple. Take five subjects, put them on the wheel.
Yeah,
spun
yeah,
the
yeah.
wheel
spin
around.
The wheel. Yeah.
Wait, stop. We
Come
will
on,
do
Shirley.
The
Just
damn
the
thing.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Jay. Number one, her fine, in quotations, didn't hold up. Number two, could you please stop talking about what happened in high school? Please. Three, your church service is too long.
Hell yeah.
It's too long. Four, well, it sure smells like fish in here. Dang. Number five, I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but... Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, man.
All right. Benny Cat. Let it go. Number five, it stopped on. I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but...
Uh-oh. Just write the title down.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but...
Mm-hmm. But. Mm-hmm. But man, when the deacon passed away and four baby mamas showed up, didn't nobody know nothing about it. And all them little girls look just like him.
Look at the casket, look at them. Look at the casket, look at them.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but it would have been nice if they had matching family cars. They got a Ford, a one lakh, a Hyundai, and all the family in there.
That's funny.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but. Her wig is on backwards, though, y'all. Yeah. Come on, somebody flip that.
Aww. I'm not touching no dead body.
I know you ain't supposed to laugh at a funeral, but you know good and well y'all needed a wider casket.
Steve,
just
no,
to mash this big ass down in there.
No, you didn't.
They done shut the lids, clothes hanging out. They shut the lid, you can hear him.
I can hear him.
The body, they shut the lid, the body went.
It's alive.
You know, good and hell well, you should have spent that money on a bigger cast.
Come on, Jay.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but when the pastor said, we're here to bury. Hold on, what's his name again? what'd you say? What'd you say?
That's funny.
I love it, Jay. Uh-huh. I know we're not supposed to laugh at funerals, mm-hmm. but why is all the pallbearers' pants sagging? They gonna drop this boy.
I'm Scooby telling you, they're not gonna Scooby make it.
They not gonna make it.
Come on, Tommy.
I know we're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, mm-hmm. but your wife and you got the same daddy. You just found that out. That's just... Oh, I'll be damned.
All right, come on, Steve. Close it out. Oh, my God.
I know you ain't supposed to laugh at a funeral. Uh-huh. But when your uncle is up in there and he's buried in a Michael Jordan jogging suit with a headband and a beeper on with two wristbands and some new Jordans, you're a good hell well. Uh-huh. Should have put his ass way in just a black suit.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Chicago Bulls, Uncle Rufus.
All right, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I'm in love, but not with my husband. But up next, it is the nephew. He is back from vacay with a prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
You know, when you in need, sometimes you got to ask people something, especially good friends. You come out and you just ask them, don't you?
Yeah, I guess okay. so, yeah.
Will you breastfeed my baby?
Oh, I've never asked.
You done to me?
Huh?
You done to me, man?
It's
cold-blooded, Tommy.
I don't know anyone who's asked anyone that.
I let
that.
Myself go, but damn. <come on. laughs>
Will you breastfeed my baby? Here it is. Run it.
Hello? Hello, man. Can I speak to Yeah, this Hey, man, Hey man, this dog and
huh? This who?
This man, yeah, gave me your phone number. I know you don't know me, but gave me your number.
You talking about on the south side?
Yeah, on the south side. He gave me your number, man. I'm going through some things. I thought you might be able to help me out, man, because well, see, and my girl. And I don't know, man. I think just done left, you know. And she done left me here with the kids, you know. And I trying to. I don't think coming back.
My man, I feel for you, but why you telling me this?
See, man, here I am, got these kids by myself. You know, my little boy, he 3. But my little girl, man, she just 2 months old, man. The reason why I got your number, because I think you might be able to help me, because I'm just going through this. It's just hard right now, brother.
Dog, how I'm going to help you, dog? I got kids of my own, dog. How I'm going to help you?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying now. Ain't you married to
Yeah, my wife. How you know my wife, dog?
See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I kind of know y'all through. I done seen y'all before through him. And but see, here the deal, man. Like I say, I got my kids, man. My little boy 3, but my little girl ain't but 2 months, man. How many kids y'all got?
Man, we got 3 kids, man. I got a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 6-month-old. I really don't know what you asking of me, man. I got my own family I got to take care of. You asking me for help? I mean, what is it you need, man? And
what I'm trying to do with this here, I'm trying to get my little girl taken care of, man. Like I say, been ran off, man, and then left. But I don't think she's coming back. I don't think she's coming back. But I need some help. I need some help from your wife. I need her to come by the house today. Can she? Do you think?
What do you need to come at your house for?
Because the baby The baby needs some milk.
Man, we got a couple cans of, some formula, some something in here we could drop off to you, man, but ain't coming to your house, dog.
I can't.
You're more than happy to have these cans, but I can't be having my wife at your house, dog. Got all the kids.
I understand that, but the baby needs some milk. That's what I'm saying. I need to come by and feed the baby.
Dog, I just told you to come by, drop off a couple cans of milk. But I mean, I don't even know you like that, player. I ain't about to just have my wife coming to your damn house. I don't know you.
I need her to come by and feed the baby, man.
Dog, why the hell you can't feed your own baby?
What? I need to come by and breastfeed the baby.
What? You want my wife to come by your house and do what?
I want her to come and breastfeed the baby. I told you, you ran off.
You lost your mind. I don't know you to be talking about my wife coming to your house breastfeeding your baby. Matter of fact, the you get my number. Who the hell is anyway? I don't stop thinking about it. I don't know the right. Say, dog, don't call me with this dog. What the is you talking about breastfeeding your baby?
Why would you do this now? Why would you let the babies? Why would you come between the baby's health? Why are you doing that, man?
Dog, I tell you what, dog. Bring your baby over here. You what? And the baby, come over here. Bring your baby over here. And when you get here, as soon as she pull out, I'm gonna knock your teeth down your throat. Now come on over. We gonna be here. We gonna be here all day.
Don't do this, man. Don't do this. Don't let your ego and stuff come between the baby's health, man. I'm just trying to get the baby
healthy. How you gonna call me talking about my wife breastfeed your baby? I'm still. You know what? Hold on.
What you doing?
Hold on.
Wait a minute, man.
What's up, baby? Do you know and her husband? You don't know them? My wife don't know you, and I don't know you either.
Baby,
do you know a name? Supposedly he live on the south side. He know us. You don't know him either? Hold on. I don't know you. I don't know.
What?
This is on another line. Talking about his wife done left him with their two kids. He wants you to come to his crib and breastfeed his baby. Don't trip. I got this. I'm gonna holler at you in a minute. Dog, we don't know you. Who the is you calling me for?
What's
your address?
One more thing that I want to say to you. Are you listening to me?
You better be saying your address. That's what you better be saying.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got thanked by your sister.
Ain't this about a
You all right, man?
Come on, dog. Man. Tommy, dog. Dog, you about to get your whipped. Tommy, whoever, somebody's getting their whooped.
Hey, man. All right, brother. You got to tell me what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, you dig? Oh, man. Y'all got me, man.
That one, that was pretty tight, man. I have to pat myself on the back by that one. That one, that was pretty doggone.
And you
were
Steve.
Yeah,
Steve was right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Steve was right
genius.
About the nephew.
A doggone genius.
He does do this Whoa. After every prank.
And it ain't take to tomorrow either. Yeah. I told you.
No.
I didn't really notice
it. Do you, Tommy, dog?
Why wait when you a genius? Why?
Dog, don't let nobody steal your joy.
Why would I? Somebody better talk to me.
I never noticed it until you were gone, Tommy, and Steve kind of highlighted it, but you do
what?
Do that.
Run what, Shirley?
You're just like...
By what, being a genius?
Yeah, you want all the praise and accolades that, you know, from us.
Why wouldn't I, Shirley?
That's a lot right there.
Like a windmill.
Uh-huh. I'm through with it.
Wow.
April 28th, Montgomery, Alabama, Saturday night. Montgomery Performing Arts Center tickets on sale right now. Why not get one? Get you one, man.
All right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it is today's Strawberry Letter. I'm in love, but not with my husband, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today is tax day, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll... What was that, Steve, speaking to the mic?
Let's do the damn letter. We know it's tax day. Everybody in here know what it is.
Coming up at 41 after the hour, we're going to talk about last-minute tax tips. And your boy.
Man, hell.
And your boy. Former.
Last minute tax what?
Tips.
Ain't no damn tips. It's due today. Get it in the mailbox before the day go out. That's your tip.
You're so touchy.
You got yours in there?
The hell?
Former FBI Director James Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, is in stores today. So we wanted to remind you of that. And right now it is time for the Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We're ready, nephew.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I'm in love, but not with my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 30-year-old mother of two, and I've been married since I was 18. Well, recently, I met a man online and initiated a conversation with him about sports since we like the same teams. I was completely attracted to him when I saw him online, and we decided we should meet in person. And once we met, we started out as friends, and we talked to each other and saw each other daily. I started to have strong feelings for him, and it grew into us hugging and kissing whenever we were together. Here's the catch. He is also married to his high school sweetheart, and they have four kids. He says he is in love with his wife, yet he still finds time to talk to me and see me. Whenever he posts pictures on social media of him and his wife, I get jealous. I see how happy they appear to be. I have tried to leave him alone, but it never lasts for long because I like him so much. In case you're wondering, I cannot stand my husband, but I've been with him my whole life and our marriage is comfortable. Besides, I have my kids to consider. I know what I'm doing is wrong, but now I am head over heels in love with this man and he doesn't want to let me go, but he's not leaving his wife. What should we do? Well, I don't know what we should do, but I definitely know what you should do, okay? Listen, this is a go-nowhere, hopeless, hot mess of a situation, and you know that. This needs to end right now, today, but it probably won't because you are head over heels in love with this man, as you say, and he has already told you he's not leaving his wife. So, you know, you're in somewhat of a quandary here because you say you love him. I say that if you're unhappy in your marriage, get some therapy, get some marriage counseling, talk to your husband. Maybe you guys could try different things, get a separation, do something else, but don't just sit there and wallow in unhappiness while seeing someone else on the side, you know, behind your husband's back and him behind his wife's back. That doesn't help anything. I know you want to... What, nephew?
Nothing.
Are you squirming in your seat, though?
All over it.
Jeez. Anyway, yeah, he's not leaving. So what are you guys? You're just destined to sneak around and see each other that way? Is that what you really want? You say you want to stay married to your husband for your kids. I mean, that's good and that's noble and everything, but you got to have some happiness in this situation too. And if you're not happy, if your marriage is not making you happy, you got to do something about that. First of all, I say get some counseling. All right, there you go. Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. And get yourself some counseling. All that ain't worth a damn. I'm telling you that right now. We're going to skip
don't
over that. This
that.
Letter don't say it's nothing about no damn counseling. This 30-year-old mother, here's the subject. I'm in love, but not with my husband. Now, that's the only time I hear you say the word love in this letter. I must point this out. 30-year-old mother, too. Been married since you're 18. Probably dated the boy since before that. You've never had any other relationship. You done met this man online. Y'all started talking about sports. Then you saw him. You was attracted to him. Y'all decided to meet in person. Once you met him, y'all started out as friends, and you talked to each other and saw each other daily. Mm. Now, you got to go out your way to meet somebody daily. This ain't a coworker. Hello. This just a dude offline. So y'all got to hook up.
That makes sense.
That take time. So y'all making ways to go see each other. Now, both of y'all is married. We'll get into that in a minute. I started having strong feelings for him, and it grew into us hugging and kissing whenever we were together. Hell yeah. See, y'all out of sports talk. See, that old, we like the same team. How much liking the same team gonna get you? Every day? Y'all just up talking about the same damn team? About how much y'all like him? No. He looking at your lips, you looking at his lips. Y'all putting your tongue in each other's mouth.
Wow.
You're damn right, every day. Sitting up talking about the team. Nobody talking about no team every damn day. The Browns, as much help they need, they don't talk about the damn team every day. Here's the catch. He is also married to his high school sweetheart, and they have 4 kids. He says he's in love with his wife, yet he still finds time to talk to me and see me. Okay, listen to me now. Read your line back to yourself. He says he's in love with his wife, yet he finds times to talk to me and see me. He ain't in love with you. He ain't in love with you. I'll explain that to you in a minute. Whenever he posts pictures on social media of him and his wife, I get jealous. That's his wife. What you jealous for? Put some pictures of you and your kids and your unhappy ass husband on there. And smile at it. I see how happy they appear to be. I've tried to leave him alone, but it never lasts for long because I like him so much. Now, first of all, if you think that I'm going to sit up here and believe all y'all doing is hugging and kissing, you're wrong about that. You're leaving stuff out this letter. Every day,
yeah.
Just hugging and kissing.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
And the subject, I'm in love, but not with my husband. Well, what are you doing to make you be in love? Because the show ain't talking about sports.
Ooh, LeBron. Go, LeBron.
Most people been in love with me.
Go, James Harden.
I'm just trying to say.
Come on.
It's because of what I do.
Oh.
It ain't the Brown.
Mm-hmm. It ain't the Brown. It ain't the Cavs.
Cavaliers either right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost.
It ain't Houston.
Go Rockets. All right, listen.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. Here we go with Steve's part 2 response to today's strawberry letter.
Yeah, and this 30-year-old mother, and that's why I met this dude online.
Are you
mad
at
her? And started feeling something for the dude. They meeting every day now, hugging and kissing.
Every day,
hugging and kissing. He married, got 4 kids. She married, got 2 kids. He says he in love with his wife, yet he still feels time to find time to talk to me and see me. But I better understand something about men. Men can be in love with somebody else and find time to see and talk to you.
Yep.
But know this now, he ain't in love with you. He's not gonna leave his wife.
Mm-mm.
I've tried to leave him alone, but it never lasts long because I like him so much. What? Now, a minute ago, you was in love, but I like him so much because of what he do.
Mm.
It ain't just a hug and a kiss. Somebody getting touched somewhere.
Shut up, Tommy.
Seriously.
In case you're wondering, I cannot stand my husband.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I know you can't stand your husband because you're over here talking sports with this man and talking sexiness with the sports. Did you see him dunk that ball?
Dribble.
Did you see that ball go through them uprights? Right down the middle, wasn't it? You see him tackle him. Fell all over him, rolled him over and everything. I sure like the way the quarterback put his hands up under there to get that ball.
Wow.
We just talking sports now. Yeah, that's why we just sports talking. Throw it deep. Yeah, you better throw that thing to me deep. Throw it deep. Now, I like that right there. Ooh. Go long.
Okay. Just talking sex.
Just go long. We just talking sports now. But go long. It's third and long. Again? Good Lord. Jeez, I'm finna. Girl, I'm finna.
Is this still sports?
You need to get a penalty flag. You illegal use of hands. Man, you just sitting here. I can't believe we fell in love like this. We was just talking sports.
Still sports talk? Okay.
Sitting up in here, man. You better move. You offside. You too close. Hold it. Here, my turn. Let me kick the ball.
Oh, man.
You like a wide receiver. You got soft hands.
Who's the tight end?
All right, Shirley.
You know.
Yeah. Just ask. Sex talk. I mean, sports talk.
I'm the tight end, too. Yeah, we sports talk. All right, now. Sitting up in here. Uh-oh.
What?
You roughing the pass. You better quit doing that to me. You sure better quit doing that to me. Well, so now after y'all done talk sports and had sex.
Exactly, exactly.
Now you can't stay in your damn husband. Mm-hmm. Been with him your whole life and our marriage is comfortable. Besides, you got kids to consider. Now here's the key to the whole thing, and this is where I'm going to start helping Tommy out. I know what I'm doing is wrong, but now I'm head over heels in love with this new man. He doesn't want to let me go, but he's not leaving my wife. What should we do? Well, let me explain something to you. He doing what he going to do. Now, see, the we is your deal. He is doing what he going to do. He ain't got no other plans. You is the other plan. See, the man is doing what he do. Now, since both of you all are married and both of you all are in a consensual relationship, I'm going to tell you something that a young man told me. I never understood this, but he used to use this all the time. The saying is, fair exchange ain't no robbery.
Yeah.
See, you married, I'm married. You got kids, I get kids. You in love, I'm in love. You ain't going nowhere, I ain't going nowhere. But we getting together to calm a problem and solve a problem that we both have.
There we go.
Now, is that right? 100% no, it isn't.
No.
It is 100% morally dead wrong.
We were right.
But ain't we all sinners?
Yes.
Saved by grace.
All in sin.
Ain't we all come short of the mark?
Yes.
Ain't we?
Oh, come on now.
We went from sex talk to a sermon.
Coming milliliter short of the glory of God. Ain't we?
Yes, we are.
Guilty of life's lust for pleasures.
Yes, we are.
Bring it home in now. Here ain't been tempted? Who in here ain't wanted somebody that wasn't yours? Who in here ain't looked over there and wished they was over there with them?
Yes.
Who in here ain't had something cross their mind and wanted it to stay there and visit for a while?
Yes.
Who in here ain't said something inappropriate to a woman somewhere, hoping that it led to something inappropriate?
Well,
I want to know who amongst you ain't took the time to say, look at here, what you think, how you want it, make it mine, give me some. Wow. I like it like that. Touch me again. Ooh, baby, that's hot. Oh, right there. Come on now. Can you come back over? Who in here ain't said this?
All right. And coming up in 10 minutes, Steve, we're going to ask...
Come in!
We're going to ask you, get ready for this now.
You better ask me.
What would you do to avoid ever having to pay taxes again? We'll be back right after this.
It's tax time!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with tax facts, guys. Your taxes are due today. Just a last-minute tax tip. Filing for an extension doesn't get you an extension to pay. Tax experts say you're still going to have to pay interest on that money later anyway. Requesting an extension. 10%. Huh?
10% interest.
10%.
Okay, 10%. You heard the expert.
You know that.
Requesting an extension doesn't solve any problems if your only problem is that you expect to owe money. So, Steve, you've given us a couple of tips this morning. What would you do to ever avoid having to pay taxes again? Having to pay taxes again.
What would I do to never have to pay taxes again? I'd do damn near anything.
Now, they want to take that little finger. They say, if we could take that little finger off.
They had it. I'll take it off with a hatchet my damn self. All I need is a lot of chewing gum.
We want that left eye. We can get the left eye. You never have to pay taxes again.
No, I can't.
What? No, not my eye.
Or ear?
I can't be
toe.
You can't look crazy out here.
Yeah, baby toe be gone.
You give up a toe?
Yeah, I give him baby toe. Take the thing right off. Never have to pay taxes again.
But you wouldn't be able to. You'd lose some of your balance, you know, when you lose your baby toe. Yeah.
You can get that back.
Be a little outside.
I don't run no more. No how.
Wax your mustache off.
Never pay taxes again.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Ooh, just and a naked face.
And your eyebrows.
And your
eyebrows. Okay, I'm going to send you taxes. You're going to have me up here just a big piece of meat sitting on my neck. I ain't going
to
do that.
But you'll never have to pay again, Steve. Never, ever.
What, he got a naked face, though,
if I take them off just one time?
No, they got to stay up. No.
Okay.
I'm going to pay taxes.
Leave the brows. How about the mustache? That's what I want
to
know.
And never have to pay taxes.
Never have to pay taxes.
And brows going to get long, man.
Boy, your mustache is iconic.
Thank you, Paula, too. It is,
yeah,
Carla.
Cut it off.
Yeah.
No and more taxes.
They would know you are. That way you can walk around, Steve.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I can show you a picture of me with no mustache. You want me to show you a picture of me with no mustache?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, definitely. Send it.
No, you can't do that. No. Oh,
you got
to
send
it. No, I just saw
now.
It. You can't do that
enough. No, I'm not sending it to y'all.
What? Okay.
No. That, Tommy, see that?
Here's a question, Steve. Yeah. What if you couldn't be funny anymore?
Oh, no.
But you already got
I ain't going to be able to make no money.
You got to keep funny.
Yeah, I ain't got to worry about taxes then because I ain't going to have no money.
Okay, what if you could? Okay.
How about giving up cussing?
No.
I probably
it'd be a miserable life.
But you never have to pay taxes again.
He can't
but he
do
cuss
it.
When he get his taxes.
Yeah, you know, he can't do that.
I would. I don't know, man. I'd give up cussing not to pay taxes.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I would. I
ain't no
it
damn way he
do
that.
I don't know how. They'll end up coming.
What about cigars? You love cigars.
God, dog, no more cigars.
No more cigars.
Yeah, no more cigars.
Come on. Dang.
Damn, dog. Really I give up cigars.
No more Vegas. Can never go to Vegas.
No Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I do that.
You give
I
up
do
Vegas.
But I go right on over there to Europe.
Okay.
No. Gamble.
No more gambling. You can't gamble no more.
Okay, here's one.
All right, I'll give up gambling for no more taxes.
Here's one. You'd have to, like, dress like a nerd. You couldn't be fly anymore.
That'll never happen.
You couldn't be fly
I'm
anymore.
Taxes. No taxes.
You couldn't be fly
taxes.
Anymore.
Put your pants up to
taxes.
Your chin. Come on.
I'm paying taxes.
No more summer vacation over in Europe.
Oh, no, I'm paying taxes.
gotta wear sandals all the time. No real shoes, just sandals.
Oh, I got some fly-ass
with
sandals.
Suits.
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, dog, I got some sandals. Okay. I shut the door on you.
I got some sandals look so straight, pimp. All right. I got some boat shoes.
Oh, I got one. Go ahead, June.
No more of your cars. You got to ride in just a regular car.
No, like the bus.
Oh, no, I'm paying
attention. No, you got to wait on the bus. But you don't have to pay taxes.
You got to pay taxes, though.
No, I'm paying taxes.
You got to wait on the bus. No, it make it worse. You got to ride a bike and put your bike in front of the bus. And ride.
I'm paying taxes.
The bus going to drop you right there, man.
He's paying taxes, he said.
Wow. No more private jets. You got to come back commercial.
Come on over here and sit next to me.
Heavy breathing. Wait a minute.
Man, y'all talking about taking your belt off and putting your computer in the tray.
Yeah, the things that we have to do.
Things that ordinary people do. Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, man, you work for those conveniences.
But no more taxes, Steve. No more taxes.
But, dog, I can't go where I want to go no more.
Yes, you can. It may be a connecting flight, but you can
You may have a layover.
Yeah, you have a long ass layover.
Oh, you can get You're over.
Group and you don't have some little boy you don't know looking at your ass.
I just keep paying taxes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Not to pay taxes. I just keep paying taxes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Okay.
Got to live in a house 3,000 square feet for the rest of your life.
No, okay. Small homes.
Huh? Tiny, one of those tiny houses.
You
got to
live in a tiny home for a year.
A tiny house for a year. And then I won't have to pay no more taxes. If I survive it, if I don't kill myself, I'll do that.
I love it, Jay.
I like them tiny
homes. Tiny house. You do?
I love that show. I absolutely love that show, man.
You can't fit in there, man.
Steve had them on his show before.
I know. He talks so bad about them.
Seriously, man, they have to come off because whose aspiration, whose goal is to buy that damn house.
A lot of people don't.
You sitting on the chair, then you got to use a bathroom. You got to lift the chair, but you just hockeying in front of people over there eating, and you just got your legs over, your drawers down around your ankle, using the damn bathroom, and all your funk going upstairs, and the bed is up there on the loft on top of the closet. Oh, man, I wish the hell I would.
1 year. 1 year. 1 year, Steve.
I'd do it for 1 year for no more taxes.
Oh, you would live in a tiny house?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but Marjorie couldn't be in there with me. I just had to do it by myself. No, she
How about 3 months
You can't park your big-ass car outside the tiny house.
three months in jail. No more taxes after that.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, 3 months in jail.
But
no
you
more
can't
taxes.
Give up cigars?
Hell I know. Yeah. All right. coming up at the top of the hour, the guys are here. They're going to talk about the first round of the NBA playoffs right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We told you about this story yesterday, guys. Starbucks is still in damage control after a video went viral over the weekend showing two black men being arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks. The men walked into the Starbucks and sat down. They asked to use the bathroom, but an employee refused because they hadn't ordered anything. And after the men refused to leave, workers called police who arrested them for trespassing. A customer captured the arrest on video, which has gone viral, and has also led to calls to boycott Starbucks. They are doing that. CEO Kevin Johnson publicly apologized to the two men, and he was on Good Morning America yesterday. He said, "We are accountable, and he is taking full responsibility, and will be in Philadelphia this week to meet with the men face-to-face." Well, Steve, as a leader and CEO, Johnson knows that people don't care about the names of the employers or managers to fire. They will only remember how Starbucks got two black men arrested for sitting in their store. But the manager has been fired.
And I told y'all that yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did.
I told y'all that's what has to happen because I'm telling you, the problem was the phone call from the manager to the police department. This what hyped it way beyond what it was. Mm-hmm. Here is the phone call to the police department.
Oh, we have that.
Hello, police department. Who am I talking to?
Hi. I'm a manager at the Starbucks here in Philly.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you afraid? Something going on?
I'm very afraid.
What's the problem, sir?
There's two African-American men sitting here.
Do they look like they have weapons?
There's something shinier in their hands.
You think they committed a crime before?
They look like it.
Can you describe them?
One of them has about I would say exactly 38,000 strands of hair.
What does that have to do with it?
He looks exactly to be about 27 years old, mm-hmm. give or take 30 days.
Any other?
No facial hair. Very strong hands. Oh my God.
Are they together?
They're right together. They're sitting together. They haven't ordered anything.
Does it look like they're making a plan?
That they're planning to rob us. Excuse me? No, no, you can't use the restroom. I just told one of the Negroes they can't use the restroom.
Don't let him separate. Do not let him separate.
He's
keep your eye on both of them.
He's staring at me now.
Don't look directly in your eyes.
I'm trying not to. But they're bulging. Their eyes, I think they're related to Shirley Strong. Their eyes are huge. It must be one of the Strawberry Boys.
Have you ever seen him before?
I almost feel like I have. I think they was here yesterday casing us. Yes, yes, I've seen him.
They were definitely in there yesterday.
They were just in
there. And they bought nothing yesterday.
They didn't buy anything.
I'm going to send a car right down there.
No, you've got to hurry.
To arrest them. They need to be arrested.
We need SWAT.
You need SWAT team?
We need SWAT.
Yeah.
How about, wait a minute, can I get the drone squad over there?
Tase them. Can you tase them so I can see them?
Definitely. Right? Most definitely. This sounds like a tasing situation.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, let me say something. There are some white people in here filming this.
Do they look like they like rap music?
What?
Oh, my God. They certainly do.
Uh-huh.
They look exactly Sir, stop asking me questions. Is the police car on the way?
No, we have a tank on the way, sir. A tank is coming down there to deal
God.
With this problem right now.
Thank you. And could you bring one of those flamethrowers I saw
Definitely.
In Vietnam with
we
Agent Orange?
We need to set their ass on fire.
That's exactly God. Right. And be careful, be careful. There's whites in here.
Oh, my God. White people are in there now?
They've got all of them fooled except me.
Father of God.
Father.
This is a dangerous situation.
They've got a different
Why job. Didn't you say white people were there in the beginning?
I was telling you. You're afraid. It's oh, my God. Bad. They're looking over here at me.
Are the white people clutching their purses?
No, they're filming.
Oh, my God. This is fearful.
Worst
fearful.
It's the worst I've ever felt in my life. I've been at Starbucks now for 7 years as the manager.
Calm down.
Oh, my really? God.
Calm down.
Please.
We're going to take care of the situation.
Oh, my God. Please,
calm down.
Sir.
Calm down.
Help.
Just calm down.
I can't calm
We're
down.
We're going to handle this.
But you're not here.
We're calling the bomb squad right now.
Thank you. Thank you. They're terrorists.
What?
They're terrorists.
Do they look like terrorists?
They look black.
Thank
and
you.
Serious?
Thank you. Thank you. We have enough information.
That's right. They look Syrian.
We're taking them down.
One of them has a vest on. Hurry before he pulls the string.
Do you think they like chicken?
One of them has.
One more question.
I told him we didn't have chicken soup. He was pissed.
He asked for chicken.
Chicken
oh
soup.
Oh, my God. This is dangerous.
I told him we're starving.
This is so dangerous.
Sir, we don't have chicken soup. He looks so. One of them said,
"What?"
And was awful angry. And he said, "Do you have watermelon tarts?" And I said, "No." Oh my God! Oh my God! Harry, sir.
We're on the way.
Nobody here.
We're on the way. There they are, right there, sir. That's them. Oh, my God. They were harassing us. White people, are you safe?
White people going, well, we're fine. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, what did they do?
These guys are great. Hey, where are you taking them? These guys have done nothing. This is wrong. It's not wrong. It's the law.
The main thing is, are you okay?
I've been okay ever since I voted for Donald Trump. Trump finds out, he'll tweet about it. I'll be fine. You better not fire me. He's going to forgive me.
Your job is safe. Don't worry about it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
She's
the reenactment, fired. The Starbucks reenactment. Thank
you,
guys.
I think that's what really happened.
That is exactly what happened.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, guys, it is time for the NBA playoffs. What's going on?
Finally, something I know something about. On. Let's talk about it, baby.
Houston is in the building.
One nuts down.
Houston, we have a problem.
One nuts.
We won our first game. We look real good. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. We're going to have to dig deep, and we're going to play ball every single night. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to play every single night.
Yeah, I like that.
You're going to have to.
I like that.
James Harden has been balling, and he balled the other night. Now, let's go ahead and slide on up north a little bit. Cleveland. What's happening up there?
Steve?
Cleveland
what
just
seems
lost
to be
one
the
game.
Issue?
That's all. Cleveland just but lost. They never, I don't they, really they expect always, they, Cleveland to be in the – I don't expect them to win the title this year. I don't.
You don't
but
think they're going to make it to the finals?
I think
the
they can get to the finals. Well, normally wins the first one and all that. What that got to do with it?
Well, I'm just saying, they normally win the first round.
Well,
they ain't lost
the first round yet.
Best of seven.
Okay, you got to win.
That's what it
they
is.
Got to win. They got to beat
Cleveland. So they're playing Indiana, Steve.
And until that happens, I don't know what we're talking about.
Ooh.
Why are you talking so soft and low? What's wrong?
No, I mean, it's really cool. I'm not really worried about it. We finna draft somebody for the Browns. Mm-hmm. The Indians was in it last year. We good. Now, Houston ain't been in the damn thing.
See,
so, you know, you just get your team where they need to be.
We just won the World Series.
Okay, well, you just won the World Series. There you go. You won that. We won the NBA title 2 years ago. You ain't won that. Well, you know what you want to be. You want to be the champs? What you want to be?
Pick Why one. Does that be period?
Hey, I'm black talking to some black people. You want to turn that racial? Go ahead.
I'm not turning. Rachel,
okay, well, what
I'm
you tight for? Rachel. Why are you worrying about the little adjective?
You're tight, Steve.
You're tight. Me, can I ask you a question? What is it with the Rockets? Why you don't like the Rockets?
I love the Rockets.
It's
oh,
us.
I can tell.
You don't like the people
you don't like
from
us.
Houston.
No, I'm
that's
actually
on
pulling
show
for the Rockets
we
out the West.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually pulling for the Rockets. I love Chris Paul and Harden. I think the boys. I think they're gonna give them a run. And if they don't get Steph Curry back, they can't beat Houston without Steph.
Steph ain't back yet?
No, not yet. No,
Steph has to be healthy for the Rockets. For Golden State to be Golden State, Steph Curry has to be healthy.
Yeah.
I want to play him with Steph. I want to win
fast. Did you see that
Everybody
game?
On the field.
You didn't see that game?
No, I saw San Antonio don't help. They falling apart.
All I know is who ain't there. The Lakers ain't going. That's all I know. I know that.
And, you know, but, like, the thing I appreciate about what Tommy, you know, you celebrating yours, but what you trying to rain on my little parade for? You know, just go on and have your little celebration.
You say, like, root for me like I root for y'all.
You ain't got to root
but
for
no,
me,
you
but you ain't got to
do
what happened up north.
Parade, Uncle Steve.
Up north for y'all's ass got a problem in Golden State. Quit talking to me. Now, until you get past Golden State, all this is for naught.
What is all this anger?
Not a.
What's that shirt gonna say, Tommy? 0-60?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna get my shirt to say 0-60.
Yeah.
If you know that, why do you come over here messing with the zero?
Why do we bait you?
It's gonna go
it's
zero.
Bait. We're baiting you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need bait.
Yeah, man.
So, okay, here, let me help y'all. I'm gonna tell you like my wife told me. Mm-hmm. You on ready set at all times.
At all times.
So I'm on ready set.
The safety is always off.
Mm-hmm.
So come on over here. You must wants to go.
All right, listen, we'll be back with more of this foolishness.
Because my butt is hiked up in the air.
Right now.
That dog will bite.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, part two of our NBA Finals / Get on Steve's Nerves sports talk.
What is going on up north, though, Steve?
Nothing.
See, right there, Tom,
I was just asking.
You didn't already see?
Because you got Cleveland and Indiana.
Listen to me. Houston has won a game.
Yes.
Houston got a bomb squad.
Yeah.
You know, but we got to get there. You still got to get past Golden State. If we lose in this round and y'all lose against Golden State, ain't both of us at the house?
Yes, that's
gone
true.
Gone fishing.
But let's just be honest, Tommy.
So what are we talking about?
We have to take them in the overtime to win. Now, that ain't really a good, you know. That's going to be –
Who?
We got to fight.
Golden State?
No, Minnesota.
Minnesota who
we
playing.
We had to go in overtime win that game.
Y'all in overtime with Minnesota.
Yeah. So let's just be fair now.
Minnesota.
Here we
go. Let's just be fair. Here
who just did get in the
No, we won in regular time the other night, Junior.
Boy,
it
what
was
game
overtime
was you watching?
Game,
see, this is why I don't like talking sports with people that
what
don't watch
what is y'all talking
sports.
About?
Tommy. I watched it. Dog, I know.
Dog, it was an overtime game.
It was an overtime game.
No,
dog.
It was not. I just watched the game last night. What y'all talking about?
What game was you watching, dog?
Why does everything we do end up in a fight?
Because we
Houston
family.
And the Timberwolves.
We is family. That's how family do.
I didn't go in no overtime.
That's what family do.
I don't know because I didn't watch it.
Forget it. Okay.
I promise you guys, I watched the whole game last night.
Either way, we
don't really.
It was an overtime. What I'm supposed to be saying? It wasn't overtime.
Which one was?
I don't
know what you say.
I just argued. I don't give a damn. I didn't even know. I didn't watch the game or nothing. No. Oh, yeah. That's all I care about.
We struggling with Minnesota. We won by three, is all I'm saying.
Okay, so it was in regular time. It was not in overtime.
It was not overtime, damn it. The man told y'all that.
But really, though, I kind of knew that.
Oh, you're just going along with the information?
Yeah, just want to fight.
Oh, yeah.
Just fight.
Go down
I didn't remember no game being overtime yesterday.
One thing about us, we can fight about anything.
I'm saying, it doesn't matter, Jay. And you being new to the team have found that out.
No, I just fit right in.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
Everything we do we have to fight about everything?
We fight about taxes. We fight about Cleveland. We fight about everything.
We fight about everything.
Listen to me.
What?
Don't worry about what happened up north. You just take care of what's happened down there in that damn Fifth Ward.
And you said,
yeah, baby.
Now, that's what y'all need.
But we got more than one ward.
Yeah, well, the fifth is the one that count, though.
That's
third
the one.
You can make it out of fifth. You can get the third. Don't worry about that.
Just take care of the shepherd. That's all you worry about.
Man, why you call him a shepherd?
He look like a shepherd.
Oh, man. James Harden.
Yeah. Oh, one of the wise ones.
The one with the beard?
Yeah.
You put on the pillow.
That boy can ball.
He's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude. Hey, man, he did something I've never seen in the history of basketball. You know how he do that step back and then shoot it?
Oh, yeah.
He stepped back on the dude three times. I said, hold up, man. I've seen a dude do a step back move. I've seen him do two step backs. I saw James Harden one game step back on the dude three times. And then launched it. I said, okay, he on some whole nother. Hey. I know what a big house
on
looks
that
like.
Note, we'll be back at 49 after to close out this show with Steve's closing remarks. Woo!
Got a big house because you got them big ass lips. Let's go to break.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day. It's been a good Tuesday, huh? Don't forget, pay your taxes today and all of that. Got to say that. But, Steve, come on, take us home.
Yeah, I had a lot of requests to replay one of my closing remarks, so I just want to do one again today. So many people said, man, I missed the one. Somebody told me you did something, so I'm going to play it back today. These are my closing remarks. I did an Act Like a Success seminar down at in Los Angeles by the airport at the Renaissance Hotel. Doreen Ramey does a good job of running my Act Like a Success seminars, and I was a keynote speaker at the graduation on Saturday. And so I'm going to bring a piece of that to what I talked to them about. And I want to keep motivating people. One of the greatest motivations in my life was my dreams. My dreams were so motivating to me because it put me in a place of not so much focusing on where I was, but it caused me to put my focus on where I was headed. And so as dismal as the where I was, it didn't throw me off. As sinking of a feeling as I had at times in my life because of my dreams, I didn't feel sunken. As low as I had gotten at some points in my life, I didn't ever think I wasn't going to ever come up because of my dreams. My dreams inspired me to keep going.
So what I'm saying to you is this. People ask me, Steve, what motivates you? What makes you keep going? It's my dreams. What causes you to keep getting up, going to work when you're sick, fighting through all the stuff they saying about you? How do you handle all this negativity around you and you just keep going? It's my dreams. It's my faith in God. It's my faith in God that there's no way he brought me this far to leave me. That because you hating on me, you ain't my God. You ain't my Savior. You can't hate me out of what he has for me. And your hating me cannot stop nothing God has for me or for you. So my faith in God and my dreams have been my motivation. So let me share what I shared with them on Saturday. Motivation, look at here now, this is a good one. Motivation is when your dreams put on work clothes. Did you hear me? Motivation is when your dreams put on work clothes. When your dreams dress up and go to work. That's the motivation. Now you motivated. You done put some work clothes on them dreams. Because see, you can stay asleep and have your dreams, or you can wake up and you can chase them. You need to wake up and chase them. You need to wake up and chase them dreams. You need to put some work clothes on them jeans. You got to get some grit, some dirty on you. You got to put work clothes on your dreams. That's your motivation. I'm motivated because, man, my dreams, they keep me going. Because it means I'm headed somewhere. Your dreams make you head somewhere, man. You ain't got to get stuck on here. Like I tell people all the time, I keep a plaque in my office in Atlanta that says, and a dude sent it to me, a friend of mine, when I was going through a bunch of messed up stuff. He sent me a plaque that says, if you're going through hell, just keep going. Why would you stop there? Why would you stop in hell? You're going through hell, just keep going. Because I'm heading somewhere. So all the hell I've been through, I survive it all because of my dreams, because of my faith, because my dreams allow me to think that a better day is coming. So if a better day is coming, why am I tripping so hard on what's happening today? Because I know the better day is coming. Because one day, somehow, my God gonna make my dreams come true. Simply because, how you know that, Steve? Because he said he would. Now you tell me one thing he said that ain't popped off. You tell me one promise he made he ain't kept. You tell me one thing he done assured you of that you can't rest assured that's gonna pop. Just name it. I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm listening. See, I got that much sense as a Christian. As flawed as I am, I have that much sense as a Christian. So those Christians of you that's better than me, congratulations. But guess what? I know that about him, though. I know that his promises is true, and I got enough sense to lean on them. So when you see me falling and making mistakes and doing something wrong and not staying on the white line, you can quit tripping with me. I'll get back on the line. Just give me a minute. I just fell off. I just made a mistake. That's all. I said something I shouldn't have said. I went somewhere I shouldn't have went. I got that. I'm going to get it together. Lord, forgive me, and which he going to do, and I'm going to get back up, and I'm going to get it right again. I'm going to get it right again. My dreams motivate me. My faith motivates me. Motivation is when your dreams put on work clothes. You dig? That's what motivation is. When I'm going to do something about making what I dream about come true. My dreams got work clothes on them. So when you see me out there, my dreams got on work clothes. I'm trying to make it happen. My faith in God gonna make sure that happen. And I just give him something to touch, my dreams. Those are my closing remarks today.
Yeah. All right, drop the mic, baby. Drop the mic.
Motivation is when your dreams put on work clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You better get it right. Uh-huh. Keep it pimping. Wasn't supposed to say that.
Can you end it with that?
Say it.
I'm sorry.
Say some dynamic stuff.
Y'all have a great weekend. Don't keep it pimping. In
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.